So right now we are about 12 hours out from what we're calling the red zone, where past flotilla boats have been intercepted. We are on our way to deliver aid to a people that are being systematically starved to death. Every American taxpayer right now should be appalled and angry because they're being stolen from. They're paying into the pot of taxes to then spend money on bombs that kill children, while our communities, we have children who are going hungry in America. There's five US veterans on this boat full of humanitarian aid, food, and medical supplies.
We don't see Palestine as a single issue. We see it as part an endemic of the same system that says you will never own a home. You will rent until you die, and if you're evicted or homeless, you'll be imprisoned.
I joined the military in 2007, out of high school. The military offered me $25,000 to leave within 2 weeks to go to training. At that time in my life, that seemed like an absurd amount of money. So I automatically was like, okay, here we go. And I left within a week.
We like to say that, the military takes kids who grew up in dysfunctional environments and tempts them into the military with socialism so we can enforce capitalism abroad.
So the military itself is a socialist system where you have full support, you have food allowance, they pay for your housing, they pay for your spouse, your children.
I think it's kind of really telling that there's really not a support network that's accessible for veterans coming out of the military.
So I ended up homeless in 2020, and I have many other veteran friends who are struggling with the same thing, who still don't have the care they need. The rich have been getting more and more tax breaks. We're paying the majority of the taxes, and then they're using it to go kill children who are just like ours. I actually was in the West Bank last year for 3 months, and meeting Palestinians, I did find a lot of overlap of the same things that people in Afghanistan were going through. And it does also have the same overlap of what people in Appalachia are going through.
The more we're united and the more people that are on board, the safer everybody is.
When we woke up and we saw the news that 75 Italian cities had all rioted and shut down business, it seemed like the world had actually taken notice of what we were doing. Then their government said, we're going to send a ship with you.
Really cool. What's happened with the flotilla is an grassroots activist movement that no one thought that we were going to get this far. Has actually influenced Spanish policy, Italian policy, Turkish policy, and that was in conjunction with labor unions. We just have to find a way collectively soon to replicate that in the United States.
We have people from over 45 nations on these boats right now. The goal is to overwhelm them so they can't stop everyone. And then if they harm us, they'll have issues with 45 nations on these boats right now. I fully believe that we can break the siege. It just takes the people really putting their power behind it. They do not have the control that we think they do, and that together, if we are together, they cannot stop us.